Chris Ankin explains the differences between A and S series keyboards very well in the below text. Quote, Complete Control S series MK2 and A series / M32. Differences. Both of these keyboards are able to use all of the accessibility features of Complete Control. There are, however, slight differences in the functionality. The most notable being that on the MK2, all product and preset browsing is done using the 8 touch-sensitive rotary knobs on the hardware, whilst on the A series and M32 mini controller, browsing is currently restricted to using only the single, non-touch-sensitive, 4-way encoder dial. The number of filterable categories has also needed to be restricted to facilitate this with the omission of the Banks category. The MK2 has dual high-res screens, a touch strip as well as pitch and mod wheels, traditional MIDI in and out DIN ports, both expression and sustain ports, aftertouch and velocity-sensitive semi-weighted keyboard, more dedicated buttons associated with door and machine integration, and a more premium feel. The A-Series has only one pedal socket assignable to either expression or sustain. Sustain is the default. A small LED screen, more plastic buttons, but these are quite tactile and clicky, so not really a negative. It still has semi-weighted velocity-sensitive keys, which are quite acceptable. This is not to dismiss the A-Series, as in terms of features and value for money, the range performs and perhaps surpasses other controller keyboards in the same price bracket. I'm just highlighting the obvious differences in production costs. Chris, www.kk-access.com.